Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is special coverage from NPR News. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, and here's what we know at this hour about the shooting in Las Vegas. At least 58 people have been killed and more than 500 people injured after a gunman fired multiple rounds at an outdoor country music concert last night from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. It is the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. At a press conference this morning, President Trump called the shooting an act of pure evil and expressed his condolences.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period.
Joining us now from Las Vegas is NPR's Layla Fadel. Layla, authorities have identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. What more do we know about him, and do we have any more indication about his motive?
Well, right now we know that he lived in Mesquite, that he had checked into the Mandalay Bay, and he had checked in with a lot of weapons, and he opened fire on a crowd of people at a country music festival. He didn't have a criminal history. There was no reason for police to really monitor him. They have finished searching that room, found upwards of 10 rifles. They are searching his home, and they've also identified another property in northern Nevada that is in his name, and they are currently going to get a search warrant to go after that. The FBI says that he has no connection to any international organization that they know of. And so that's what we know about the shooter at this time.
And there was a woman believed to be connected with the shooter. What do we know about her?
We know that she was an associate of his, described earlier in the day as a roommate. She was found outside the country, spoken to, and authorities say that they don't believe she was involved, that Stephen Paddock was using some of her identification, which made them think that she might have been involved. But now that they've been in touch with her, they no longer believe that she was involved. And again, that Stephen Paddock acted alone when he killed all of these people.
And Layla, we know that Stephen Paddock's brother, Eric Paddock, who lives in Orlando, has been speaking quite a bit to different news outlets today. He spoke to CBS. He said, first of all, the family was surprised that this was Stephen Paddock was just a guy who lived in Las Vegas, lived in a retirement community, liked to gamble and go to shows. And he was surprised his brother had so many weapons. Let's listen.
The fact that he had those kind of weapons is just, where the hell did he get automatic weapons? He has no military background or anything like that. When you find out about him, like I said, he's a guy who lived in a house in Mesquite and drove down and gambled in Las Vegas.
So, Layla, there's got to be a lot of questions there where you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest question is the question we have no answer to. None of us have an answer to, which is why Stephen Paddock did this and where he got those guns. At this point, we've been provided no answers. He seems to have acted alone, and I think that is the big question that law enforcement and everybody's thinking about as they go forward. This has been described as an investigation that will take time, that will be long, that will be protracted, and this is a city that is only taking stock of what happened this morning, all night, overnight. Doctors, nurses, police were just reacting, trying to save people, identify people, reunite people with their families, and that's what's been going on this morning.
And we have seen already so many cell phone videos of the attack. They are difficult to watch and to listen to. Let's just listen to a little bit of one of them right now. Layla, what is the scene there right now in Las Vegas? We know that a lot of the strip was shut down after this attack.
Well, things are sort of getting back to, I wouldn't say normal, but Mandalay Bay, for example, the hotel where the shooter was shooting from is now reopened, except for the 32nd floor. He was in a room on the 32nd floor before he killed himself in that room. So that floor is not open, but the rest of the hotel is. Law enforcement were telling people they can go back to that hotel. Obviously, the area where that concert was taking place. Now, remember, this is some 22,000 people that were at this concert when he opened fire. And so they say that that area is going to be a scene of investigation for a long time. Body recovery, body identification, evidence gathering. And that is the situation right now.
Yeah. This is Sheriff Joseph Lombardo. In fact, we have him speaking about this. Let's listen to 15, if we can, to the sheriff speaking today.
Now, the location in question, the concert hall, we will be in a long process of body recovery out there and evidence recovery and evidence documentation. So you're going to have to ask the public's patience and as we bring information forward. It's a long, laborious process to identify the victims and reunite them with the family members to advise them of their situation.
Leila Fadel there in Las Vegas. You know, there are several cities now that know this feeling of trauma, Boston, Orlando. I can't imagine. I mean, you had thousands of people there running for their lives. I mean, that alone, just the traumatic impact, I imagine is going to take a long time.
Yeah. Even in that room where Sheriff Lombardo was just speaking, I was in that room, and you saw for the first time people who'd been working all night to get the information out to the public starting to cry when the governor spoke today, talking about the anger and the things that he'd seen at the hospital. And so this is a city that has been reacting all night, but also is going through an incredible trauma. And remember, Las Vegas, yes, is a city, but it's also a place where so many Americans vacation. They come to Campbell, they come with their families to see shows. And so this is not just happening to Las Vegas. This is happening to the country.
Well, and let's bring in NPR's Greg Myrie, who covers national security, as we watch this. Greg, this isn't a Las Vegas story. This is a national story. We know the FBI is involved. But tell us what's happening from the national perspective here.
Well, the FBI and other law enforcement are involved, and they're looking to see if there's anything broader or wider. And again, the initial reports are there's no indication that there's any link to any outside group. So that's where we stand right now, but that's an investigation that's just getting started.
We'll talk a little bit, Greg, about the security questions here. Analysts keep referencing that terrible Ariana Grande concert in May, a suicide bomber outside the arena there. And so crowds coming out were hit. People talked at that time about how do you protect an attack from outside the security perimeter. We're hearing the reporting that this Jason Aldean concert was, was screened. You had to go through security to get onto that plaza, but not to get into the hotel. Here we are, you know, an attack from outside that security perimeter.
Yeah, soft targets are countless, and this is one of several attacks at concerts that we've seen. You mentioned the Ariana Grande concert earlier this year in Britain. There was the attack inside a club where a concert was going on in Paris in 2015, where many people were killed. So we've seen a number of attacks at concerts and big venues where there are simply ways to carry out an attack without going through the screening, or with the Ariana Grande concert when people were coming out. So even if you screen people going in, what do you do when the concert's over and people come out?
Yeah.
Well, Greg, we were speaking this morning with a security expert who was looking at what happened in Las Vegas and said he's not sure anything would be done differently to prevent something like this from happening, because you can't prevent something like this from happening.
No, this is we can never have 100% security. It's just not possible. And there are certainly this will be examined, and I'm sure people will talk about ways that you could add extra levels of security. But you can never get to 100%. And if people want to carry out attacks, we are going to continue to be vulnerable where people gather in large numbers.
Yeah, Greg, what about reports in Reuters in particular that ISIS is claiming responsibility? Now, apparently, the FBI is responding to that, and I believe we have that sound.
As this event unfolds, we have determined to this point no connection with an international terrorist group. As this investigation continues, we will continue to work with our partners to ensure that this is factually, thoroughly, and absolutely investigated.
Now, the suspect lived in a retirement community, doesn't seem to have contacts with people, according to officials, that they can see on his social media. In fact, pictures of him on social media show a slightly boozy 60-something drink in hand. If this were, I mean, the FBI is saying that it isn't, but he seems completely outside of any of the profiles of attackers.
Yeah, I would be very skeptical about this report.
Of ISIS again, connection.
Absolutely. Based on all the things you just said, ISIS has claimed many attacks. They, in many cases, they're very precise and accurate, but there's just no evidence in this case of a link so far. That's what the FBI is saying. And just given the common sense test right now, we're not seeing anything either. Mm-hmm.
That's Greg Myrie from NPR. And just in the 30 seconds we have left before this segment is over. Layla Fadel back in Las Vegas. You know, are you walking around and talking to people who were part of this? What are people feeling?
Well, at this point, I've spent a lot of time with law enforcement. I've been reporting on this since midnight here in Las Vegas, and everybody is feeling a sense of trauma.
Yeah.
You know, they are in shock. And most people you speak to say that they're in shock. They haven't digested what has happened yet. And that's only starting this morning.
I can't imagine how they feel because we've, you know, watching the videos over and over on television is traumatic. NPR's Layla Fadel there in Las Vegas. Layla, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And this is special coverage from NPR News.